This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hi everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Today, our topic is you can fund your children's college education and retirement simultaneously. Here's how. Many parents face the challenge of saving for their children's college education while also building a nest egg for retirement. Funding both priorities simultaneously can feel like a juggling act, and the stress can intensify as high school graduation and retirement dates draw near, particularly if you are coming up short on your savings goal. As your time horizons narrow, which should come first, funding your kids' tuition or your own retirement? The answer depends on your situation, but here are some factors to keep in mind. Prioritize college bills or retirement. In most cases, saving for retirement should take priority over saving for your child's higher education. To understand why, consider the following. You may not get to choose your retirement date. Becoming injured or disabled, needing to care for an aging parent, or being laid off from your job are just a few scenarios that could unexpectedly accelerate your retirement date, leaving you with less time to save than you were counting on. You don't want to run out of money in retirement. As a college student, your child may have access to scholarships, grants, loans, or other financial aid to help pay bills. The same isn't true for your retirement. If your nest egg comes up short, you may need to work longer, reduce your living expenses, or perhaps both, to make ends meet. While it's imperative to focus on your own financial security in retirement, funding higher education is still an important goal for many parents. The key is striking the right balance between saving for both goals. Consider the following tips as a starting point. 1. Paying for college doesn't have to be all or nothing. Many parents choose to pay a percentage of the total bill, cover certain expenses like tuition, technology fees, or room and board, pay for a set number of years, or contribute as much as they are able to save by the first day of school instead of funding the full costs. Revising your college savings goal in one of these ways could allow you to direct more money to retirement. 2. If your child has sights on graduate school, decide whether you'll contribute to those bills too. This decision is particularly important if your child needs a graduate degree before entering their field of choice. If you intend to provide financial support, calculate how much the total cost will be so you have a clear savings target in mind. 3. Discuss your intentions with your child. No matter how much you plan to contribute or not, talk to your child about your financial commitment so they know what to expect. Discuss what your contributions will look like at their preferred colleges. For example, if you agree to pay a set amount, perhaps this money will fully cover community college or a substantial amount at a state school, but it may leave a larger portion of the bill outstanding at a private college. Breaking down the costs for your child can help them make an informed decision about how much student debt or scholarships or grants are needed to cover the bill. No matter your financial situation, know that it is possible to make meaningful progress towards both goals, particularly if you are intentional about how you allocate your savings. Consult a financial advisor and tax professional if you want help setting specific savings goals and understanding the various investing options available to you. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.